Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Thursday, May 9th. It's the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are on page 25, the second paragraph. The great fact is just this, and the comments will be on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Peggy M., the 12 Traditions, Alice G., and the readers of the text are Kara L., Jordan L., and Ramona A. The share ID for Wednesday, May 8th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 12,881. That's 12881. And for Thursday, May 9th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 12,884. That's 12884. Our newcomer greeter will be Kaylee R., and the announcement coordinator is Janice P.M. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Peggy M., to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning. I'm Peggy M. from Illinois, recovering today by the grace of God and the fellowship of the program. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that our power than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Number three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Number five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Number six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service. Have a good
day. Thank you, Peggy M. And I will now ask Alice G. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, all. This is Alice G., recovered compulsive overeater in Wisconsin. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to serve today.
Thank you, Alice G. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute, and once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone again. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 25, the second paragraph down. The great fact is just this, and we'll be reading and commenting on that one paragraph. And I will now ask Kara L. to get us started. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning, Mo. My name is Kara L. from Long Beach, California, recovered compulsive overeater. The great fact is just this, and nothing less, that we have had a deep and effective spiritual experiences, which have revolutionized our whole attitude towards life, toward our fellows, and towards God's universe. The central fact of our lives today is that the absolute certainty that our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a way which is indeed miraculous. He has commenced to accomplish those things for us which we could never do by ourselves. Oh, what an amazing, amazing paragraph. This morning after I found out I was reading, I read it to myself. You know, I've read it many times, so I read it to myself, and I just got tears, because it is true for me to you. The central fact of my life is that my Creator has entered my heart and my lives, which is indeed miraculous. I didn't know. I mean, I've been in OA for 15 years, and I didn't rework my steps in the Big Book. I reworked them in November and December and became recovered in January. And I didn't know. I just didn't know that I could have this. I saw it in other people, and I gravitated to them, but I didn't know. And now that I do, I will do anything to keep it. My connection with my higher power and the way that it has changed absolutely everything, revolutionized the whole attitude towards life, towards my fellows, towards everything in God's universe. And I wake up every morning, and I know that I need to find that connection. I need to feel that connection. And if I don't, then, you know, I do my morning routine, the meditation, the reading, get out of this meeting, and do what I need to do. And if I'm still feeling disconnected, I practice. I practice every day. I practice, God, what should I do now? Shower? I'll go shower. Okay, God, what should I have for breakfast? Okay, That's what I'm going to have for breakfast. God, what should I wear today? I practice with everything because I want that to be second nature, that I just turn to my higher power and ask for my higher power's opinion. Because I know that my higher power's there. I know that my higher power is just waiting for me to turn and ask for an opinion and ask for guidance and ask for help. And it's me that turns away. My higher power has never failed me when I have turned and asked for assistance, when I have turned and asked for an opinion. And, you know, it's that intuitive thought. My favorite line of the promises was always, you know, situations that used to baffle us, you know, and it talks about intuition there. And the reading I do in the morning tells me that when I don't know something, that I ask for an intuitive thought from a higher power, an inspiration or a decision. And it just hit me that, oh, an intuitive thought, that's my higher power speaking to me. And it's on to me to listen to those intuitive thoughts and to act on those intuitive thoughts. So today I am so grateful. I can't tell you how grateful I am for this program, for those that do service in this program, and for all of you who call in, the phone calls that I get, the phone calls I get to give. I am so grateful. And with that, I'll pass.
And thank you, Kara L., for getting us started. And I will now take names of those who would like to share today.
Ginger C.
Julie E.B.
Kathy G. Kathy
who was
G.
After? Kathy G.
Donna
Rachel
G.
P.
Donna B., was it, or Donna W.?
Donna B.
B., okay. Who was after
Bonnie
Donna?
Bonnie G.
Bobby?
Bonnie and G.
Donnie?
Danielle N.
I got a Danielle
Bonnie
N.
Bonnie with a B.
Oh, Bonnie. Sorry, Bonnie. Okay, we'll stop there. Bonnie B. and Danielle.
F.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we got Ginger C., Julie E. B., Kathy G., Donna B., Bonnie B., and Danielle. I didn't get the first initial of your last name, but you can give it to me at that time. Ginger C., please get us started.
Great. Thank you so much for your service this morning, Mo. This is Ginger C., recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. Oh, my goodness. What a way to begin this day with this reading. And I just have to say again, thank God for a vision for you. I know it's about a higher power that I lack to keep me out of the food, but thank God for this daily reminder, this daily vitamin that I take each and every morning to remember, because I have amnesia. I like to rest on laurels and fall asleep. And we're just so blessed to have such a powerful group to attend. So just thank you to Vision for You. But yeah, you know, this whole attitude, how we're treating life, to cease fighting anything and everyone, to love everyone, like unbelievable, like to keep my heart soft and open, and just to receive and to show up. And it happens, this deep and effective spiritual experience. This is all happening because I've tapped down deep within. And thank goodness this power lies within. It's not hard to find, but it's up for me to keep it connected. How's my pipe, that conduit pipe to God? Is it flowing freely or is it getting a little clogged up? Are resentments building? Am I in fear? Am I not sharing something at once with somebody that I need to? You know, and again, these precise directions, it's so simple. All I have to do is practice and stay in it. But, you know, I really don't like exercise, but I would say that internally I'm an ultra marathon runner because I will go to great distances and lengths to run from pain. I do not like pain. I have been running from it since early, early days. And with recovery and the grace of God, now I'm welcoming the pain and allowing the pain and feeling the pain and healing in a way that I did not think was possible. And this is absolutely miraculous because as an addict, that's why I have four other addictions. It's not just food. Again, I will go to great lengths to avoid the uncomfortableness, the pain. And it's miraculous because the pain is pressing in today, right here, right now. And I'm pressing on with God And it's like, oh my God, how am I showing up in this way? It just blows my mind. And the most incredible thing is I'm not thinking of food at all as any type of a solution to the pain and what I'm having to feel right now. And that blows my mind. The pain would come on. It would be too much, these human emotions, and I was out of here. Goodbye. And I always kept the back door open for food. Wasn't going to relapse in AA. I had too many years built in that program. But forget it. With the food, I only knew chronic relapse. And the back door stayed open, and I ate and ate and ate. And again, thank God I finally was convinced that this is life and death. This is real. And what is my choice to be? I only got two doors. Accept God or blot it out the best I can. So miraculous, unbelievable work that I get to do today. Thank you, God. And I pray I never give this gift away. And with that, I pass.
And thank you, Ginger C. Julie E.B., followed by Kathy G.
Well, this is an amazing section of the book, and I just want to say this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered one day at a time in Colorado, and grateful today for the many things that have been commenced, begun for me, that I could never do for myself. For me, I just kept waiting. I was highlighting this book, reading with a sponsor, keeping my basic abstinence of the foods I knew at that time and the behaviors and ingredients. And finally, I felt like I could use my highlighter that I had for prayers here in the big book, that God would commence to do for me what I could not do for myself. This for me is the most frequent and basic prayer in the big book. And it's not written here in the form of a prayer. But for people who don't even like the term God, to just become convinced of a great fact that I'm a part of the creation, a part of the world, a part of the things going on behind me and around me. I was treating my isolation and misery, as I like to say, and others, I was treating misery and isolation with misery and isolation. And I was always coming to the end of things, the end of my self-will, the end of my diet, the end of hope, the end. And now here's a program where in so many words he uses the word beginning. And so today I'm beginning again to see if God will do for me what I cannot do for myself. That I look back and say, can't always see it as it's happening, but that God is making a beginning. My higher power is making a beginning. I got to see my ocean this week. I was at a death of someone who tragically died of an addiction and supporting his loved ones. And I got to see my ocean and how infinite it is and how amazing it is. There's so much more. My mind is black and white, on the diet, off the diet, in the food, out of the food. And that is my reality, because out of the food, I can't even see the ocean. I can't even see the creation. I can't even see the person next to me that's suffering. All I can feel and experience is my suffering and my despair. So I just pray to get in the solution today. If you want to get in that solution, reach out, call someone, call me, call anyone, and you'll be amazed. God will begin to do things, a higher power, something beyond you that you cannot do for yourself. And every single time of the day that I cannot do something for myself, that is the beginning of when I let a higher power do it for me. So when I get to the end of myself and what I can do, that's just the beginning. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you, Julie E.B. Kathy G., followed by Donna B.
Thanks, Mo. Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Kathy G., recovered compulsive overeater from Illinois. And I just want to thank you, Mo. Loved your special edition on Sunday. It was just a great example of someone who's had a deep and effective spiritual experience. So thank you for your service. And as I read this morning, I thought, how interesting is this? The great fact is just this and nothing less. That we have had deep and effective spiritual experiences. I used to turn to the food for a deep and effective experience, and I got much less than that, much less. I never got what I thought I was going to get from the food. And now we're being told that we're going to get nothing less than having had this deep, effective spiritual experience. It's going to revolutionize our whole attitude toward life, toward our fellows, and toward God's universe. And I'd like to add, and more, much more. There's so much more than you can even imagine if you're still suffering out there, because these steps are powerful. And God comes in and meets us, like Kara was saying when she started us off. We just keep inviting God in and asking him, show me, God, show me how to move, show me how to eat, show me how to be today. And it says that he will commence to accomplish those things for us, which we could never do by ourselves. And it's such an exciting adventure. I just can't speak enough about it. It's thrilling, actually. I had a sponsee that just finished the 12 steps, and we were going to stop our normally scheduled time slot. And, you know, she was a little nervous about that, as we get when we're not going to be speaking in that time slot every day. But I said, you know, you watch. I said, you need to release that spot so that you can now sponsor someone in that spot. Just watch God move. She texts me later that day that somebody asked if they could sponsor her. And it was at the exact time that we had. I mean, it's amazing stuff happening here in this program. So anyway, just so grateful today and grateful to be here. And thanks, Mo. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you, Kathy G. Donna B., followed by Bonnie B. A lot of B's.
Hi, Mo. This is Donna B., recovered in Denver, compulsive overeater and bulimic. And what I'd like to share, and that I often share, is that I don't have a concept of God. I have an experience of God, and that is sufficient for me. My sponsor asked me to get on my knees every morning and ask God to keep me sober and abstinent. And every night when I go to bed and I thank God for another day of sobriety and abstinence, I'm able to experience God living within me. When I try to conjure up a concept of God, my mind just swirls and swirls and swirls and swirls. And so I've accepted that where I am today is without a concept of God, but my experience of God continues to grow and grow. I, too, on a daily basis, get on my knees and ask God to direct my thinking. And I also ask God to have me seek God's will for me, above all else, to relieve me of my self-will. Because any life run on self-will can hardly be a success. And as I continue to seek experience with God by asking God's direction, following that direction to the best of my ability, and then pausing to acknowledge that I have had an experience of God, it is progressive. We talk a lot about how the disease is progressive. And that is true. And I have learned that my experience of God is progressive. It builds and builds and builds on itself. So in that practice of seeking God, listening to God, and then acknowledging where God has worked in my life, I'm able to kind of rest easy in knowing that process will continue to bring God's will for me into my life, and that I can trust that. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. My God, what kind of promise is that? That's crazy. But one that I repeat to myself throughout the day, knowing that that's what my experience of God would have me continue to experience. I'm not sure exactly the time that has elapsed, but I just want to say that my sponsor has asked me to look at the promises and acknowledge.
Time. Yeah.
I'll save that for another time. Thanks,
Mel. Okay. Well, thank you, Donna. All right. We got Bonnie B, followed by Danielle N. Bonnie.
Hi, this is Bonnie G.
G.
From South Florida.
Okay.
Mo.
B, G, it all sounds the same.
yeah, I know.
Sorry.
Okay. The last, what really gets me in this paragraph is something that one of our spiritual teachers on the lines, one of our common speakers, said, the central fact of our lives today is the absolute certainty that our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives, as opposed to lives, lives in a way which is indeed miraculous. And that little difference, I marked it up in my book, put that little funny phonetic thing over the I so I could always remember that it was lived. And that brings my Creator close to me all the time, that I don't have to go hunting for, can I reach him now? Am I in this place, that place? Where am I going to find God? But God is with me all the time. And that is, helps me so much in my program and even in my daily living. Right now, my sisters and I are, and mother are trying to decide whether to place mom, who's 93 years old, into hospice for a recurring cancer. And I need to go to my Creator every moment of the day. And to remember that I'm not in charge. I have a higher power. I have a mother who's still making decisions on her own. And, you know, I have a place that I can go, whether or not my sisters have the same higher power or even the same experience. My Creator has entered into my heart and lives in a way which is miraculous. And that is a promise. And with that, thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you, Bonnie G. Before we get to Danielle, I want to remind everybody where we are. If you just got on the line, we're on page 25, the second paragraph down. The great fact is just this, and the comments are that one paragraph. And after Danielle, I will take more names. Danielle. Press star 1 to unmute, Danielle. Can't hear you.
Hello? Okay, there we go. I think that I hit the wrong button.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you. I first wanted to say thank you so much. This has been an amazing meeting. I don't live anywhere near any physical meetings. A tiny town in Virginia. I'm in other meetings. I go to other types of meetings, but they don't necessarily work on this part of me. And I've done lots of phone meetings. I've been in OA for, gosh, I'm 10 plus, no, more than that, 12 plus years, but abstinent for 9. And I'm pregnant. So my first 4 months of pregnancy, I could barely eat anything. So it was whatever I could eat. There was no more eating plan. So I went from being on a very structured eating plan that I'd been working on for a long time to suddenly not being able to take much in and eating things I normally wouldn't be able to eat. Just had to eat whatever went in and stayed. And it was pretty much just carbohydrates during the day and probably not more than 400 or 500 calories. And in that time, I lost a considerable amount of weight, which was very disturbing, just because being pregnant and that sick was extremely scary for me. And I don't have the support network I'd like. I'm now able to eat. I'm exercising at the gym again, which has been fantastic and happy. And I'm sitting here doing a puzzle while you guys are on the phone. And I love that I have my time to myself because my daughter's at school right now. I need to have structure. And it's been tough trying to figure out an eating plan when I'm not gaining any extra weight, but I am scared about how much I need to eat. I went from on and off for many years struggling with thinking I had a weight issue. I have something called a body dysmorphic disorder. And my daughter now, who's built just like me, and she's tiny and she's compact. And I did not grow up in an ethnic area, and I'm very ethnic. And that was tough. And I see her, and she's perfect. She does not gain weight. She does not lose weight. She's just a healthy little thing. And that's pretty much how I am when I am eating abstinently and I'm not punishing myself some way with food. And I want to be very careful because I have another baby in me, and I want to pre-treat any affliction before I inflict this upon my kids and or I continue to live that way. Because if I'm in my food, there's no way there's any God. There's no way there's any family. Last night, my husband and I parallelly, we do step work, and we both finished our eighth step last night. And I woke up feeling amazing. But in that eighth step, I did say that I need to take better care of myself. I need to make sure that I get to a meeting today. So I committed myself to a meeting, and I'm glad that I'm able to do that. And I'm going to continue to come to this particular meeting because this is a good time for my schedule. And I need to reach out, and I need people's phone numbers. I will leave mine at the end. I'd love to have someone that I can regularly chat with. I have not had a food sponsor, or not even just a food sponsor, but an OA sponsor in a very long time. Oh, thank you. So I really would love to just reach out, and thank you all for your shares. And I love the recovered part. I just want to say I love that part. Okay, anyway, thank you. I pass.
And thank you, Danielle, for your share. I just want to remind everybody that to focus our shares on what we read, the paragraph, which is the second paragraph on page 25. The great fact is just this, and I will now take names of those who'd like to share on that paragraph.
Vita P.M. Stacy K.
P.M. I got. I did. There was somebody else.
Vita I.
Robin D.Z.
Susan A.
Sherry K.B.
Anna B.
Wait a minute. Was that Viva?
Vita, V-I-D-A.
V-I-D-A. V-I-D-A. Okay. And I got
Lisa
M, Vita A, Sherry K B. All right, who was after Sherry K B?
Anna B.
Susan H.
Anna B.
Marilyn
Susan
T.
Robin D Z.
Is that Susan H?
Yes.
Susan H. One more.
Marilyn
Lisa Robin
H.
D Z.
Lisa B. That's who I heard. Sorry guys. It's hard here. Janice, PM, Vita, I think that's how I'm pronouncing your name, Sherry KB, Anna B, Susan H, and Lisa B. Janice, you're first.
Did you call me, my dear? Did you call
I
me?
I did call you. I did call you, Janice. You're on.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, doing a great job. It's very difficult, I know, but you have a higher power with you. So,
right,
my name is Janice P.M., and I am a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater.
Can you get you the rest of your breakfast?
Okay, I think somebody doesn't know that they're unmuted and saying it so nicely. Eat your breakfast. But anyway, train of thought, mind your business, Janice. Okay, oh boy. Grateful. What is being grateful? Grateful is action and more action and more action. So this page tells it all. First of all, you know, is there a solution? You know, I says, what is the solution? This book comes and tells us there is a solution. So now we're going to look for that solution of our problem. Well, the solution is spiritual. It's not about a sponsor. It's not about a meeting. Those things are for the fellowship, for support, which is wonderful. I need it as much as anybody else needs it more. But even more than that is they're telling us nothing less than the great fact or the central fact of the process of what the spiritual toolkit. That's where we're going to receive. We're going to receive it now. It just comes, that higher power.
which it comes from my creator. This is what happens in the process of the 12 steps, which is the spiritual toolkit. We get a result. A result. I was always looking for results. This method will do it. And I was always looking for a result on my intellect, on my reliance, on me, self. And I was always trusting myself. Well, I don't know about you, but it didn't work for me all the time. Certain things it did. But with my illness of addiction, of compulsive overeating, it didn't work. Any human person, any human aid. And it didn't come from any book except this book here. But see, I believe that there was divine intervention. So it really came from a higher power for this to be written. So they're telling us a spiritual experience. If you look at page 567, he talks about a spiritual experience, a spiritual awakening, a personality change, a psychic change. It means all the same thing. Some's quick, some slow. And that's what my problem was my mind. And I have to get changed in my thinking, in my behaviors, my opinions. They had to be changed. Otherwise, there's no change. And I would still be picking up certain foods, controlling certain people. Well, a lot of people. And so it is the central fact is finding that, thank you, finding my higher power and nothing less. That's the miracle. That's the solution. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Janice PM. And I believe it's Vida, I'm not sure, followed by Sherry KB.
Yes, Vida I.
Vida I. Is that spelled V-I-D-A?
Yes, life in Spanish.
Thank you. You're on. Thank you, Vida.
Thank you. I'm really grateful to be on this phone line today. I'm a compulsive eater, bulimic, and restrictor. And I'm just so grateful that this is the part of the book that we are reading. I'm just like amazed at the connection to a higher power that working these steps has made possible in my life. And recently it's just like it's deepened in this way that is mesmerizing to me. And I've started having experiences in prayer and meditation of like experiencing that God is everything instead of just like thinking that God is everything. And it's just so clear to me, you know, that that's something that I could have never done for myself. And only by allowing this power like into my heart and into my life do I have these deep and effective spiritual experiences, which truly like have changed my whole attitude towards everything. And for me, like today, that's a miracle. I've truly experienced the emotional rearrangement that, you know, that this book talks about, and my reaction to life and living I'm really amazed by what's happening in my life right now in terms of, I kind of feel like my life is falling.
Vida, we lost you. Press star 1 to unmute.
I don't know if I can be heard. I'm not sure what.
Now you're back.
All right. The automated voice.
You were gone for a few seconds there.
The automated voice came on and started talking to me. Maybe that was God. I don't know. So I was just saying I kind of feel like my life is falling apart in a number of ways. And, you know, as I've heard on this phone line, it's like nowhere in my mind has it seemed like food is the solution to those feelings. And, you know, on Tuesday, I think I cried for about an hour straight. And to have that much emotion and to be able to be present with it and be in so much unknown in my life and not like blotting out my consciousness and to just, you know, with so much change happening at one time and feels like so much trauma and chaos, like I my perspective on it is, like, God has a plan for me. Like, I don't know what's best for me. And, you know, perhaps, like, some things are God doing for me what I can't do for myself. And also just really trying to be open-minded, you know, that sometimes things happen in life that are beyond our control. But to try and, like, lean into that this is in my best interest is a perspective that I could never have come to on my own. And, you know, just trying to see that, like, okay, my life as was isn't what was best for me, and things needed to change, even though maybe that's not what I want, you know. And it's very challenging, but one day at a time, it's doable. And that's the other thing that, like, has revolutionized my experience, is that, like, I live for today. And when I find myself in the future, I get to come back to today. And that's a miracle. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Vita I. Sherry KB, followed by Anna B. Sherry.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful to Recovered Compulsive Overeater. And thank you so much for your service, Mo, and everybody on the line and Team Thursday. And welcome, newcomers. I love this paragraph. You know, it's talking about great fact and central fact. And, you know, to have a deep and effective spiritual experience, it's describing what we read on page 567 in the spiritual experience. And I know that for each one of us, people I've talked to on this line and various people, that, you know, our spiritual experiences are different, but it comes from the same thing. It comes from a power greater than ourselves, because we work the steps and we get unblocked. And it does change the way we think, our attitude and outlook and upon life. And, you know, that it's because, for me, my heart, higher power entered my heart, and it helps me to live in a way that is miraculous. And, you know, the word miraculous means to work for. You know, there's miracles and miraculous. And miraculous means miracle happen, things happen that are miraculous and wonderful, but it's because I've worked for them. And what that means for me is that I stay in the step work. I take people through this book. I notice that when I live in 10, 11, and 12, the difference in my life is miraculous, because I am working the steps and living in the steps. And it helps me, God gets me, helps me to do things I never thought I could ever accomplish by myself, because I know God's doing it. That's what I do know. And God is in my heart. He's in the central part. He's in my heart. He lives in my heart and lives in the way I live on a daily basis. And I'm talking on a spiritual level. And it is just amazing what happens for me when I do this work and I ask my power for help and guidance and to give me the next right thought, the next right action. And to have that centrally in my life has made such a difference in my life, and in a way that is a miracle to me. And, you know, like, I used to think that I was the one that was being abstinent. So, I'd white knuckle it. I would feel sorry for myself. Poor me, I can't have this or that. That person has this. And I would be white knuckling it. And there was someone at my face-to-face meeting last night that was talking about that. And I said, you know, the difference is that when you work the steps and you let your higher power enter your life, you're abstinent happily and contently and neutral around the food. That's what happens. And I knew that God was doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. And a lot of times, taking care of a situation that I didn't want to, asking God to go with me and helping me has made such a difference. And it can make a difference for you, too. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Sherry KB. And we have about 6 minutes left. So if the next three people would do 2 minutes each, we can get you all. So Anna B.
Hello, Mo. Thank you so much for your service. I just want to say, hi. I just want to say, when we're talking about God and having that connection, my concept of God has changed throughout the years. But the feeling, that gut feeling inside me that you get, sometimes you just know it's God. And that's what the miracle of the book was talking about, and it is miraculous. And with that, I'll pass. And thank you so much, Mo.
Thank you, Anna B., for keeping it short. Okay, Susan H., followed by Lisa H. Susan.
Susan H. in Colorado. Thank you so much for everyone shared. This is such a nice paragraph that just really boils down the program, which is, I love that it says, great fact is just this and nothing less. It's just letting us know it's very, very simple and that our lives are revolutionized. And I love this, the saying, the Creator has entered into our hearts and lives. This is just so beautiful. And I know, like, today, as everybody on this call, my life is chaos outside of this program, you know, with just lives about all the things that go on, right, with work, family, tragedies that happen, decision, really difficult decisions that have to be made. You know, I know that I experience, you know, nothing more than the next person. And all of our experiences outside of this program are just really rocky waters. And I had a thought last night, which is like, what I have is this program. And I have the ability to wake up, get on a meeting, work the steps, help somebody else, say my amends where needed, and just get on my knees and thank God for the beauty of the day that's given. And that's it. And everything else just falls into place. And being reminded of that helps solve all those problems. Those things that I'm like, I rack my brain and say, I don't know how to deal with this. I really, there is no solution. I've looked at it a million ways and there's no solution. My solution is to take my eye off that problem, put it back on the program, work it like my hair's on fire, help others, keep my health clean, and that will take care of itself. And that's what this is saying, is that God will do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And I know that once I take my eye off of it and just enjoy the miracles that are given to me in this program and elsewhere, I'll look back at those problems and say, oh, wow, that solved itself, didn't it? And I believe in that today. So I love the shares today. Thanks, everyone. I'll pass.
Thank you, Susan H. And Lisa H., you'll be our last chair. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. This is Lisa H. from Steilacoom, Washington. And I would say this is the second time that I've shared on this meeting. I started tuning in probably 9 months ago. And I just wanted to say that I'm coming up on 6 years in another program. And it's become very apparent to me over the last 9 months how much I need to work this program, this particular program of OA. So I'm really grateful for this meeting that's available in the mornings. And that can be the first thing that I try to tune into. You know, this part, I love this page on 25. It's always been one of my favorites, and I like to say that it starts with there is a solution and ends with to accept spiritual help, and it creates a very simple thing that I need to do, which is it doesn't matter if I have a wonderful sponsor, great meetings, all those things are tools, but that that I have to accept spiritual help, and I truly believe this paragraph, this part where it says, commencing to accomplish things for us which we could never do by ourselves. I have been shown that in my other program and my life that has changed in ways that I could not have even imagined it would change. If people had told me who I would be now, what I would be doing, how my life would be, I would not have believed them. And yet this part is the next part of my recovery that needs to be, you know, worked on, and I have to constantly keep leaning in, as my first sponsor said, and of 9 years, and my second sponsor, my new OA sponsor, has said, leaning into God. And, you know, the fact that this person who I talked to from 9 months ago, who called me as a newcomer, had my name in their phone and called me back 9 months later to say, I'm just doing some 10-step work, and ended up becoming my sponsor after the first phone call we had. I just... that's where God is doing for me what I can't do for myself. And I just really, truly believe that. And so I just thank you so much for having this meeting every day. It really is wonderful to be able to get on and hear everybody share. Thank you.
And thank you, Lisa H. And that will be all our shares for today. I want to thank those of you who spoke and those of you who gave service. Peggy M., Alice G., Kara L., Jordan L., Ramona A., Kaylee R. will be our newcomer greeter, so if you're a newcomer, stay on the line after we stop the recording, and announcements will be Janice P. M. So we'll now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Jordan L., will you please read that for us?
Yes, thank you, Mo. Good morning to everyone on the line. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Colorado, but in Albuquerque, New Mexico this morning at the OA World Service Business Conference. Very interesting. Anyway, this is a vision for you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you